Hi, can I speak to Charlene?
This is she.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the country as well.
How long will it take?
Actually, it depends on the answers, but let me do it as fast as I can for you to not take too much time of your time, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African American.
Thank you so much. And what is your age?
43.
Thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Do you think that you will definitely vote? Chances are 50-50, probably vote, or you will not vote.
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Gotcha, thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country itself, I will give you a list here, and which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two. So let me give you the list. Protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, protecting LGBTQ rights, investing in material health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, reducing crime, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, fighting inflation, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, reducing gun violence, improving the economy, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, providing affordable childcare, improving K-12 public school education, and protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. Which two would you select?
I would select the first thing you said.
That was protecting voting rights?
Yep, and the last thing you said.
Protecting women's reproductive freedoms?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me move on. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay, thank you. Now, in thinking about how the economy is going specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
The first one.
Keeping up. Keeping up with the cost of living? Okay. All right, thank you. All right, thanks so much. Now, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two again. Let me give you the options. So unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, not enough good role models, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, too many people depending on the government for handouts, poor work ethic, racism and discrimination, poor life choices and values by some, lack of good paying job opportunities, or sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women?
The first one and the last one.
All right. Thanks so much. Let me move on. Again, I appreciate your time. We're moving on right now in the survey. So here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. You can select up to two. So lack of after school program and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, too many guns flooding our streets, too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, a broken bail and a parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, reduce funding for public services to help people in need, not enough police officers on the streets, too many people suffering from mental illnesses on our streets, inadequate programs to help lower income people, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, a toxic culture, music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, or inflation and the rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by.
That was a lot, and I didn't hear it all, so.
You want me to recall it?
No. Definitely the last one.
All right, inflation?
And was it inflation?
Inflation and the rising cost of living. That was a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training.
That one.
All right.
That one. And a lack of programs to help out the needy.
Okay, let me get that one. You say a lack of program and what, I'm sorry?
To help the needy, of the lack of programs to help, you know, those on lower income families.
Oh, okay. Let me get that for you.
Those are the only options they give you?
I'm looking for that one.
I think it was towards the beginning.
Oh, yeah, I got that one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I've heard a lot about it.
All right, thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
Oppose.
And will you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose that?
No, I firmly oppose it.
I strongly approve it? Okay. All right, thank you. Now, I'll let you rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have an opinion, you can let me know that as well. So what's your opinion about Kamala Harris?
A 5.
5, okay. Beyonce? The singer?
Yeah, I don't care too much about her. I should say 0, but I don't think she should be in this line of questions.
I don't know. It's just part of the survey, ma'am.
No, I know. I understand.
So how much would you give her?
A 0. All
right. What about Kevin McCarthy?
Who?
Kevin McCarthy.
Like, is that a politician?
I have no idea, ma'am. If you don't know the person either, you can just let me know and I move on to the next.
I don't know the person.
All right, no problem. What about, what's your opinion about critical race theory or CRT?
10.
10, all right. the gay rights movement.
The what?
The gay rights movement. Gay rights.
Yeah.
All right. Remember that the scale is from 1 to 100.
Oh.
Yeah.
And 0 is what?
0 means that you are not at all favorable. 100 means that you are very good.
I mean, 100.
All right.
The other one should be 100 too. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. No problem. So Kamala Harris will be 50 then.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. What about Ron DeSantis?
Oh, he's definitely a 0.
Okay, thank you. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
75.
Thank you. What about the NAACP?
I don't know what that is, so...
No problem. Barack Obama?
100.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
100.
Donald Trump?
0.
Joe Biden?
50.
And the feminist movement?
100.
All right. Thanks so much. Moving on. I know it's a way off again, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump and the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third party candidate, for whom would you vote if you have
Cornel
to choose?
West.
All right. Thank you. Now, switching things a little bit here, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it would have a major impact of your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think you won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is the country's economy going into a recession soon.
Sure.
Okay. What about the affirmative action ending?
10.
Climate change?
10.
And crime and violence in this country?
Say a 5.
5, all right. Thank you so much. All right, moving on. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. And you can tell me either you strongly or somewhat agree or strongly or somewhat disagree. So here's the first one. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I highly agree. I don't know what number you said, but I agree.
Yeah, you, it was either strongly agree or somewhat agree or somewhat strongly disagree. Okay. Next one is athletes should compete in sports based on the gender that they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify.
Yes, I strongly agree.
All right. Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
That's a hard one. I would say to a facility.
Sorry?
I'm going to say to a facility.
Okay, no problem. Now, the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
A basic income?
Yep.
You can't explain that anymore?
No, it's just like that.
No. $1,000 a month ain't gonna get nobody. I strongly disagree.
All right, thank you. Now, children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
Somewhat. Oh, damn. Is there like a neutral ground? There's no neutral. It's either somewhat.
Yeah,
or somewhat,
yeah, somewhat agree or somewhat disagree or strongly agree or strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
All right. Thank you. A ban assault weapons.
That's an agree. Strongly agree.
Strongly, okay. Now, the government should provide free child care to all families.
Agree, somewhat agree.
All right. And the government should pass a law require employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Strongly agree.
All right. Thank you so much. Right now, the survey is at 68%. That means that we are really close to finish. Again, I appreciate your time. So let me...
Listen, I'm at work, and I really got to do something, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to stay on the phone.
All right. Let me do it as fast as we can, and as soon as you tell me I'm done, I will understand. That's fine, ma'am. Okay, so in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, sickness or serious injury, mothers adopting a child, caring for a family member with serious health condition, fathers adopting a child, that or a family member, when dealing with a mental health episode, or mothers giving birth to a child. You can select as many as you want.
The mother and the father giving birth, taking care of a family member, or a sick child.
All right. All right. Thank you. Now, and how often would you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Okay.
Very often.
All right. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
All right. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
All right. Thank you. That's good. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school?
12th grade. Yeah, 12th grade.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
All right. All right. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services?
I don't.
You don't. Okay. How? I'm going to read a list of news outlets or stations for each.
I have to go home.
All right. No problem. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
This is Sarah. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.